So in this video, I would like to share with you and unpack and look at smart goal setting. Now, this isn't a new concept. And if you are familiar with this framework, terribly sorry, I'm going to apologize now for most likely teaching you how to suck eggs, all right? But for some people, this is going to be a new concept. I've heard this framework talked about, I've seen it presented in so many contexts in the past, in such a dry, intellectual, academic, and informative way. What I want to do here is just show you how we can apply this framework, this goal-setting framework, but only really in the context of vision. All right, so I want to take a slightly different spin, put a slightly different slant on this smart goal-setting focus. I think I mentioned in the last video, or maybe two videos ago, that sometimes some people have all sorts of weird and wonderful visions for their lives. You know, over the years, especially inside of the Facebook group, every now and again, I'll make a post or I'll submit a post talking about, you know, life purpose or personal vision, something like this. And some people come out with things like, you know, I want to save the whales. I want to end poverty throughout Africa. I want to, you know, ends of abuse in relationships, and I want to end child slavery and all this kind of stuff. And that's all fantastic, you know, perfectly amicable, having some dreams and goals and ambitions like this. But the question is, and how specifically do you plan on accomplishing this? Want to merge and revisit the hierarchy of ideas. Remember, we have chunking up and we have chunking down. And sometimes we can become so immersed in the chunked up, the reasons why, what we want to accomplish, the greatest, most grandiose goals and visions. But if we don't have any specific actionable steps that we can actually be taking today towards getting there, then our visions and our life goals are nothing more than nice ideas. All right, that's it. They're very, very unlikely to ever become a tangible reality. And this is kind of where the smart goal setting framework becomes useful, all right, where we start critiquing and analyzing and pulling apart and interrogating our best laid intentions. Why? So that we can start being effective, so we can start making progress, so we can start making an impact, if that is in fact something that we even want to do. So, the S in smart goal setting stands for specific, all right, and this is about chunked down aspects of our goal. Now, I had a goal around about 6 or 7 years ago, and it was actually to develop and build an international global community of people that I could be a part of, right? When I first started studying life coaching and counseling, I'd invested quite a lot of money. So I'd gone and attended some live training courses. I spent the thousands. I got drawn into the scams. You know, how to be a six-figure life coach and earn all this kind of money and all the rest of it. And so, yeah, I've been stung by all that kind of common stuff that's out there as well. And what I grew to get really passionate about and frustrated in was how little information I'd been able to retain through a 7 or a 2 week training course, or even if I was studying like a longer term course, perhaps 1 or 2 evenings a week or something like this. Studying's fine, right? It's fine being presented with a whole lot of ideas, a whole lot of information, but if we don't have opportunity to practice that which we're learning, we're never going to grow in competence. And guess what? As a life coach, you can be as knowledgeable as you want, but if you do not have the competence that only comes through practice, then you become absolutely valueless as a life coach for other people. All right, so my vision was to create this online global community of coaches, of helping practitioners, and make it available at such a low cost that anyone could join. All right, and then Ecology was born. Now here's the thing: it was a grandiose vision, it was a fantastic vision, and back then, to be honest with you, it felt quite overwhelming at times. So the specifics is, okay, so what, how, and why am I doing this? Everything starts with why. When we have a goal, when we have a vision, we can have a desire to achieve the greatest goal that we want to achieve in life. But if we are not clear on the reason why we want to accomplish this goal, then We might struggle to find the motivation to see the goal through to completion if we're building something or pursuing something just for the sake of pursuing something, or sometimes just for the sake of being busy, or sometimes just for the sake of doing something, then we might not always see the goal through to completion. So why is kind of what becomes the driving force that empowers us to see our goals through to completion? For me, the why became greater than the actions and the action steps I needed to take along the way. So I wanted to create the kind of environment and the kind of community for other people that I never had for me. When I spent, tens of thousands of pounds on some courses that were a complete waste of money, where I got nothing more than a smart goal setting framework and this wheel of life and the usual junk that gets presented on life coaching courses. I wanted to provide a series of trainings that were actually based upon experience, based upon actual, tangible outcomes and results that would actually enable people to start making a positive impact in life. Why? Because I was always positive about making an impact. All right, so I wanted to create an environment for people who also want to make an impact in life. Now, it took 5 years, and there was a whole load of steps that we had to take along the way. All right, I had to be able to measure the goal. Realistically, back then, this was a massive project. I want to create a global community, and a global home, like a website, academy for people who want to make a difference in the world, for people who want to make an impact. But that isn't going to happen overnight. Where's the community going to come from? What action steps must I take? I was clear on the what, I wasn't so clear on the how, but I was crystal clear on the why I was doing what I was doing. How was I going to measure the goal? Well, realistically, I'm only going to be able to measure this goal as I see people actually starting to apply these principles that I'm teaching, which I'm only going to be able to see if I create a series of online training courses and then pull together some interim community, perhaps a Facebook group or something like that. So that is what I've done. I put in place a number of medium-term goals that would allow me to at least be progressing towards the longer medium-term goal. Now, here's the thing. Achievable. When we come across people who say, "I want to save all the whales," all right, yeah, nice one. Is that achievable? How on earth is one person going to save all the whales? How on earth is one person going to eradicate child hunger and poverty throughout the African nations? How on earth is one person going to do that? All right. Yeah, it's good to have challenging goals, but they've also got to be achievable. They've got to be practical. All right. We've got to look and evaluate ourselves and sometimes ask our clients, well, are your goals kind of, pragmatic? Or are they kind of a little bit wishy-washy, airy-fairy, pie in the sky? Is this something that you can actually do something about right now at this stage in your life? Or is this something that you could perhaps, is there a group that you could perhaps join, a group of other people? How achievable is the goal that you're actually setting? And here's a principle. If a client or any human being sets goals that are completely unachievable and then they devote years to pursuing this goal and then get nowhere, then how likely do you think they are at readily committing to achieve or to working towards other goals at some point in the future? And the answer is they're not. Why? Because many people assume that what they've experienced in the past, they're going to experience more of in the future, right? This is where the limiting beliefs and all that kind of thing ties in. All right. So we've got to analyze and ask our clients when they're talking about the goals that they're setting, are they specific? Right? What's the actual goal? Specifically, what's the details? What's the reason for this motivation? Why are you driven to pursue this goal? How are you going to measure it? Right? How are you going to be able to gauge the progress that you're making? What's your milestones? Short-term goals, medium-term goals, long-term goals? What's the main overriding vision? How are you going to know when you get there? How are you going to know when you're starting to make progress? How are you going to know when you're starting to make a difference? And this isn't for us to determine. It's for us to ask the questions so that they can actually seriously think about their goals and establish what the honest answers are for themselves. Is this goal actually achievable? And if so, even if it is a massive, massive, massive goal, fantastic. Let's just put a time frame around this. All right, let's look at realistically how long it's going to take to achieve this goal. So if you want to save all the whales on the planet, cool, how many years do you need to be able to do this? If you want to save all the trees, fantastic. How many decades is going to be required to save the trees? How many people are you going to need to save the trees? What's your first step? What's your action steps? The goals should measure outcomes, not activities. So what does saving all the trees look like? How will you know once you've saved all the whales? I'm using some crazy out there ideas, right? But hopefully just to really put a point across that unless a client is looking at the practical steps that they need to be taken to actually bring the goals to fruition, then the goals are just nothing more than nice ideas, all right? And people are never going to be motivated just to make every single nice idea that pops into their head happen. Sometimes people will clutch onto nice ideas, kind of like ideals. Why? Because they don't actually have a vision for their life, or they don't actually have any actual, tangible, pragmatic set of goals established for the seven main areas of their life, because no one's ever guided them through the process. But when we start breaking life down into the seven different areas, such as personal finances, routine responsibilities, my personal finances are an absolute shambles. That's fantastic. Okay, so what is it that you actually want to accomplish in this area? Well, you know, I just don't want to get to the end of each month being broke. Okay, fantastic. And why is this important? Why? Because I can't afford the, you know, little luxuries in life. Sometimes I can't afford to buy my children the things that I really want to buy them. Or sometimes I can't afford to take my mum out for lunch at the end of the month because I'm broke doing these things that are actually really important to me. So now we have a motivation. Okay, so how are you going to be able to measure this goal? Well, again, let's just look at practically. We'll set a little plan in place, set milestones. So maybe once we have a certain amount of money put away in savings each month, then once you have so much money away in savings, then you can take your mum out for lunch, or then you can buy the child that gift. Is the goal achievable? And if so, how? What action steps are you going to start implementing and building into your life right away to make this happen? Now, yeah, I'm talking to you as a life coach here. All right, so you can get sharper in your own goal setting process, because unless you get sharper in your own goal setting process, you become more grounded and disciplined within yourself, then how on earth are you gonna be able to guide and coach your clients through the same process, my friend? All right, so this is the smart goal setting framework. Very, very simple, but it's just five very straightforward sets of questions that we want to be using to analyze and critique every goal that our clients claim to have. But again, we want to be applying this to the goals that we set ourselves in our own life too. It just allows us to really get thinking about what the honest answers are to who we need to become and the action steps that we actually need to start taking right away if these goals are going to become a tangible reality. You with me? Is this all right? It saves the goal setting process remaining this airy-fairy, wishy-washy thing, all right, that many people see it as being. So I hope you found this idea helpful. It's just an idea that you can build into your goal setting process, but it's not the process within itself. It's more of a framework that you can use for asking yourself or your clients questions in relation to the goals that they set. You with me? Is this all right? Fantastic. I shall look forward to seeing you again in the next clip.